A federal judge froze Virginia's new ICE cooperation limits Monday, keeping existing sheriff and police partnerships exactly as they are, while the state decides whether to appeal to the Fourth Circuit. Two infrastructure fights are shaping up fast. Loudoun County could void grandfathered status on 23 data center projects when a legality ruling lands September 15th, a decision neighboring counties are ready to copy. And Campbell County is drafting a formal resolution against a $1 billion transmission line built mainly to power Loudoun server farms, giving every locality along the Campbell to Culpeper route 30 days to align or hold back. Amazon held a meet and greet at Richmond Raceway to pitch Prime Air drone delivery to Richmond, Henrico, and Hanover before it has local approvals. Those votes are the ones to watch, not the press event. Separately, Virginia Tech opened a $5 million Army-funded counter-drone research center at Kentland Farm in Blacksburg, with Senator Warner on hand. In Richmond, a second school building, Bellevue Elementary, is now closed for mold remediation, relocating students while HVAC and humidity issues are addressed. And Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden workers rejected a final contract offer and are voting on a strike that could affect public events at the Henrico nonprofit. Fairfax County is reinstating crossing guards at 11 high schools after a 16-year-old was struck near South Lakes High in Reston, with a Board of Supervisors review set for September 15th. Two concrete ways to give back this week. In Centerville, the pick-up-and-drive food pantry needs volunteers Friday mornings only, about an hour to help move donations, and they need you this week. In Charlottesville, the clothing center CVBA is taking volunteer shifts right now, practical, scheduled, and useful if you want a concrete commitment rather than a calendar browse. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home,